All right, all right. It's after six. Guess who's here? It is me. It is Damon. I am here with the DK and Tree podcast. What y'all thought I was gonna come on here and be sad because we lost? Did think I was just gonna not show up or anything like that? No, I'm always gonna be here. But I tell you, boy, I love how all my fair weather Steelers fans was coming out the woodwork to say something to me. You know I appreciate y'all, and you know I'm coming for you while we're here. I'm coming to give you your props. But again, I want to thank you for my sponsors, TU Productions and Wins Electrical Remodeling, for always helping me out every week and sponsoring me for this. But as always, let's get this boy started. Let me bring my boy in here, TJ. And we are here. We are live on the air. Hey, where's everybody at? I'm ready for him right now. Because again, hey, y'all got the win on us, but guess what? We will always be back. Y'all may have won that battle, but we're going to win this war. What's up with you, sir?
I've been waiting to do this since Sunday. Come on.
Come on.
How about them Cowboys?
Woo! Shots fired already. Where y'all fan? Where any fan at? How about that? Where's any fan at? Any fan? Where you at? I'm just saying. Shots are fired already. Where y'all at? Come talk to me. Hey, listen, like I said, I told these Cowboys fans, I said, I know we lost, but y'all took an ass whooping a lifetime. So, hey, come in here and defend yourself. Where you at? Where are you at? Kelsey, Don Juan, welcome in here. Yeah, how about them Cowboys? Since you said it, we might as well stop with Sunday Night Football, because it looked like one team showed up and the other one just didn't. But I told them. In my predictions, I said it in my predictions, the 49ers will beat the Cowboys. And I was even out in Dallas on Friday, and I was telling all those Dallas fans, the 49ers is going to beat y'all. They were like, nope, they're not. We're going to beat them. We're going to do this. I said, okay. I said, they're a different team right now. You might want to watch and pay attention. But I'll get your comments on it. You go ahead and start this one off.
There are a couple takeaways from this game, right? If you're a Dallas fan right now, this game was definitely a measuring stick. I don't care what anybody says. This is a game to see whether or not how y'all are going to match up with the top teams in the NFC. And we saw that y'all can't. Dak throwing three interceptions. My God. You know, usually my thing with Dak was always, if you wanted to know what the Cowboys result was going to be, just ask me how many attempts Dak Prescott had throwing the football, and I could tell you that they win or lost. And the number was always 25. Well, thankfully, he beat me to it by making sure he threw 24 times. But with those 24 times, he threw three picks. So I guess it balances out all the same. but this game really just showed just how much of a well-oiled machine San Francisco is right now. Like, other than anybody else in the entire league. Offense, defense, special teams, they got it together. And I shared this with somebody earlier today, and I had said, you know what this San Francisco 49ers team is starting to remind me of? And if I get a lot of pushback, please really pay attention to the parallels that I'm going with here. Okay. I'm not saying this is the same scenario, but this is what I feel is similar. Do you remember those years where the Saints had Drew Brees, Sean Payton, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Jimmy Graham, Marquise Colston, those years, one of the best offensive lines in the league, top 10 defense, like they were just loaded everywhere. This is what this San Francisco 49ers team reminds me of. Brock Purdy doesn't have a deep ball, nor does he need to have one. He just needs to make the right read and make the right decision. He does that every time. That's what Drew Brees did. You have a game-changing running back. in Christian McCaffrey. They had that with Alvin Kamara.
Yes.
You have a wide receiver who, you know, depending on how the game plan is operated, he can take over the game by himself. This case is Deebo Samuel. Over there was Michael Thomas. And then you have a tight end that is renowned as one of the top tight ends in the league in George Kittle. And you had that in New Orleans with Jimmy Graham. Pair that with the defense that both teams have. I'm literally watching the same team. Am I wrong for saying that?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's a great comparison. Because, again, all three sides of the ball but for 49ers was just – and it showed how much they kept going. It showed how much they just kept fighting. And they just like, look, we don't even care what the score is. I thought they was going to put up a 60-burger. And if they would have, I'm like, okay, you got Denver, yeah, and then you got the Cowboys. It's being embarrassed. Marvin, welcome. Kelsey, hello. That's right. Hey, you know the Chiefs fan had to be in here.
You know what? I'm gonna touch them. I'm gonna touch them down the line. I'm gonna touch them. I'm gonna get to them.
Yeah, but hey, where's any Dallas fan? Any
please, Dallas please fan? Show up. Please,
I'm on four platforms right now. Four, not three. Four this week. I'm on four platforms. Come on up in here and let's talk this stuff. Like I said in my post, Marvin, absolutely. Like I said in my post, I know we may have lost, but y'all took the ass whipping of a lifetime, okay? Mm-hmm. Of a lifetime. And I was just like, listen, I know we may have lost, but we didn't take a shellacking the way you did.
No. And you didn't take a shellacking like another team that we're going to get into later. Oh my God! Hey, sneak peek by the way, brown bag. This team that we're going to get to later. Oh boy, brown bag nominee.
Oh, brown bag a nominee. They won it. They probably won it for the week. not the nominee for the week. But again, touching back on this Dallas and 49ers game, I kept telling all the Dallas fans, I said, that's going to be your toughest opponent on your schedule. If you can compete and run with the 49ers, y'all going to be something in the NFC. And the 49ers proved you wrong. Another thing I always said, Dak is not the answer. I keep telling you, Dak is not the answer. I've been saying it for a long time. Dak is not the answer. The only time Dak has ever been good was his rookie season in 2016 when he took over. And they went, I believe, 13-3. That's when Dak was good. Dak has not been good. Again, you supposed to command the offense. You supposed to see this stuff, see these reads. You're the one looking. If you're throwing it and you're throwing it to the other team, then who you playing for there, sir?
Hey, you know what's crazy? Because I remember back in 2016, 2017, how everybody was talking about how Dak was a top 10 quarterback. But, you know, Dak had the great offensive line. He had the running game. He had the wide receivers. He had the defense. Everything worked in his favor. And everybody talked him up about him being a top 10 quarterback. Fast forward to now, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why it is, but we don't want to give Brock Purdy the same love because he has a great roster and one of the best O-lines and weapons everywhere. We don't want to give Brock Purdy the same love. I don't get it. He's 10-0.
Yes.
And somebody has to command that offense. Say what you want about, oh, well, you know, anybody could play in Kyle Shanahan's system. I will tell you, the answer is obviously not the case. Have you seen Trey Lance? You know, before Brock Purdy, there was Jimmy G. Yeah, Jimmy G won y'all some games. Yeah, he got to a Super Bowl. But did he really command offense the way that Brock Purdy's doing right now? I think so.
Okay.
So and then before Jimmy G, it was CJ Beathard. Like these third round guys that because it's Kyle Shanahan's system, that it was just supposed to work. No, somebody has to command that offense, and Brock Purdy does it very well. So he got it. He should get more shine too. Don't give me the slack about, oh, he has all this surrounding him. No, somebody has to run that offense.
Yes.
To prodigal perfection. Somebody has to do that.
And he ran it to perfection because he didn't make any mistakes. And the defense was even whacking Dallas. They was whacking them. Okay? Yeah. Fumbles, all kinds of interceptions. The defense was putting it on Dallas. And I was like, wow, this is not even a game. If I was a fan, I'd have just left the stadium. I'm gone. Yeah, no need to look at this anymore.
You know what's crazy? Like, the only thing I wanted to see, because I knew, everybody knew that San Francisco was going to win this game. I don't think that was a surprise. I think what I personally wanted to see is if the game was going to be close. Because if the game was close, then I would have to think, as an Eagles fan, as any other team that's in the NFC right now, okay, wait a second. The Cowboys actually match up pretty well with San Francisco. They still lost, but I'm curious to know how they look down the line towards the end of the season, towards the postseason. Now that we saw that and how they didn't show up, man, please. It's San Francisco, Philly, and everybody else.
Wait a minute. I got a comment about to come on the screen. I got to get a shout out to my Fairweather fan that just came in here. Look what he said. Yeah, my Fairweather fan, because he damn sure didn't show up last week. So, you know, I always got to give a shout out to our Fairweather fans. But yeah, thank you for coming in, which I knew you was going to be here because y'all won. But as soon as y'all lose, oh, nah, I'm not even here. But yeah, welcome on into the show, sir. PJ, welcome. I see you. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, that was that just goes to show, man, like, just how important that game was to Dallas. To the 49ers, this is just another game. This is just another game for them. And you can tell the difference. Like, to Dallas, think about it. All week long, Jerry Jones was talking about how important this game was. Micah Parsons had said something. The defense had said something. Dak had said something before the game started about how important this week was. We get to the game, and I mean, I don't think you get any unprepared than that. I mean, my God. Did you, like, once you show up there?
They stayed at the hotel. They stayed at the hotel. They stayed at the hotel.
I got an early question for you. This is gonna be huge.
Come on.
Do you think that Dallas could miss the playoffs this year?
If they keep playing like that, they just might well. If they keep playing like that. See, here's the thing with Dallas. Okay. They started off red hot. They started off red hot, right? Red hot.
Yeah.
Blew the Giants out 40-0, right? Next week, right? Bam, beating the brakes off of them. Third week, they lose to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Week four, they win that game, right? Okay.
Yep.
Week five, look what just happened to them. Because they came up against a superior team. And that's just called what it is. The 49ers is a complete superior team in the NFC. And right now, I understand that your Eagles are there also because of the simple fact that, hey, they went to the Super Bowl. There. Mm-hmm. 49ers right under y'all. They coming. The two teams that everybody need to worry about in the NFC right now is the 49ers and the Detroit Lions, because the Lions are stepping up.
Hey, no, I can set up the playoff picture right now. This is why I asked the question. You have San Fran. You have Philly. You have Detroit. You could pick whoever you want between Atlanta and Tampa Bay. You can have either one of those two in the wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Rams. If they get hot, that's a possibility. Seattle. That's seven.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing of it is
Dallas just needs to get it together, man, because the rest of the NFC, I know they're not loaded like Dallas is, but maybe they don't have to be.
No, but here's the thing. The inconsistency with Dallas, the inconsistency. They're too inconsistent. I can't, you know, 1 week, they'll have you riding high, riding high. The next week, riding low. They just like them low riders in California. You know, sometimes we sit up and sometimes we ride low. They up and down. That's where they are. They just, they up and down, up and down. No consistency. Yeah. And, you know, we could say that with a lot of teams, but everybody always says, oh, everybody always pick with Dallas. We this, we that. We don't, I don't pick on you. I don't pick on anybody. I state the obvious. Yeah. And every time I bring that point up, no Dallas fan comes up against me and says, he was like, you know something, you're absolutely right. I told Dak needs to go. He has to go. If you can't control the offense, you got to go. You got to get him out of there.
Yeah.
You have to get him out of there. Erica, welcome. So here's the thing. I love football. I love it. And I'll tell anybody, I will take a close game any day of the week. And I've said this all the time, all the time, all the time. I take close games. Even though the Steelers may have beat us, I can take that kind of loss because both teams were fighting. I can't take a blowout because that means my team didn't show up whatsoever.
Yeah.
I can't take a blowout. I can't take a blowout. Now let's make themselves target. Yeah. They probably do.
Yeah.
But
no, probably.
I'm a Dallas fan. Yeah. It said Dallas is the most hated team in the NFL. And I responded to that post. I said, no, it isn't. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, I just said, no shade. They say Dallas is the most hated team. No, they're not. Not. Remember, y'all got this self-proclaim of America's team. America's team. America's team. Who gave them that proclaim? Because you got a star in your helmet? Who gave them that?
Right. Oh,
everybody wants to be a Dallas fan. When you go worldwide, who's Dallas? Who's Dallas? Dallas this, Dallas that. I'm like, okay. I said, if you want to talk about fan bases, and I give props for props to do. I said, you talk about, okay, y'all got a worldwide fan base. That's fine. But I said, but there was someone here a little bit longer than what you were that has a bigger fan base. And I said, it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a bigger fan base than Dallas. Anybody want to debate me on it, come on in and debate me on it.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh has been around a lot longer. Pittsburgh has been around a lot longer. So their fan base is worldwide also. They have a bigger fan base. But
yeah,
as far as travel well, that's Bill's Mafia. That's Bill's Mafia.
Oh, my word.
That's Bill's Mafia. Travel 1,000%. Well is Bill's Mafia. They travel well. And when they came down here and played the Commodores, Commanders, whatever you want to call yourself, Washington football team, they was in that stadium.
I know how it feels, bro.
I was like, hey, listen, it was the greatest thing ever just to see. But again, if you're not out there, remember, you guys get paid the big money to go out there and make these plays. And now Dak's fighting for another contract. Well, you ain't going to get one playing like that. And any of my Dallas fans coming here yet? Anybody want to debate me? Nobody don't want to debate me.
Why would you, like, you would think if you're in Dallas management, like, you would think you would learn better from the last time you paid them. Like, seriously, do y'all not see the ripple effect? Y'all saw that when Dak doesn't have Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott running how he's supposed to, a good offensive line, that he's just quarterback, a very polished bridge quarterback, if we're being totally honest.
I am glad you said something about Amari Cooper. So you're not, I'm not the only one that thought it was a mistake that they got rid of Amari Cooper.
100%. And that's getting thing in return? That's insane. Like, yes. You get, because, okay, I look at it like this. If you're playing against Dallas, who are you really afraid of? Yes,
right.
I'm afraid of Tony Pollard hitting the home run. But how is he going to hit the home run if he's not having any lanes to run through?
Right.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb. I love CeeDee Lamb. He's on my fantasy team. I'm thinking about trading him. I'm really thinking about it. I really am. But he's not a number one receiver. I'm tired of people trying to make that a conversation. He's not a number one receiver. He got his name. Say this very clearly. He got his name because he was a number two receiver. Amari Cooper yep. was number one. And when it was the two of them, when it was the two of them, one side, one the other, you cannot cover them both. You was afraid of the both of them going off.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. Now, look at the comments. CeeDee Lamb didn't show up. But yet, CeeDee Lamb was all over social media, frustrated, talking about, I'm not getting the ball. Same thing that, what was it, T. Higgins said last week? Or Ja'Marr Chase. He said Ja'Marr last Chase, week, yeah. I'm not getting the ball. I'm always open. I'm always open. Yeah, you're up there frustrated, but here's the thing. If your quarterback can't get you the ball, then what you going to do? Your quarterback is the one that commands the offense. Commands the offense. And you only put up 10 points? And you got blown out by 32 points.
Not only that, man. If you're the only person that we're afraid of as a defense, it makes things predictable. Okay, prime example. Cleveland, okay? They have Amari Cooper, who's the number one receiver, but then there's no one else. So guess all that I have to do as a defense? I have to worry about Nick Chubb running downhill and Amari Cooper with a play-action pass every once in a while. Oh, I can yep. take care of that with no problem. I have eight in the box. We good. That's the thing about Dallas. That's the thing that nobody wants to talk about. CeeDee Lamb, I'm not saying CeeDee Lamb is a bad receiver. He's a good receiver, but he is not a number one receiver. That's not what he's built for. That's not what his play style is. He is built to be a number one, a number two receiver at best. So when he got the number one role, when we were sitting there trying to talk up Brandon Cooks out of all people, come on, man. Come on. Seriously. Brandon Cooks, y'all. He can't stay healthy for the last 3 years, but we want to talk him up like he was going to be the second coming to Tyreek Hill. Come on, dog.
No. Never. And we'll get on Miami in a few also. But none of my Dallas fans. None of my Dallas fans. None of them in here. At one point, did you step up? Absolutely. But any of my Dallas fans? No Dallas fans in here? Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm going to get off Dallas. I'm going to let you go to your Eagles. Because I watched some of that game. I'm going to let you go to your Eagles.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. 2023 Philadelphia Eagles offense is back, baby. Oh, my word. Did you watch that game on Sunday afternoon? I sure as hell did. Let me tell you something. I've been saying for the last couple weeks, they needed to get Dallas Goedert the football. If you get Dallas Goedert the football, I don't know why we keep acting like he's not a top five tight end. He is a top five tight end in this league. He needs to get the football. And what happened? Sure enough, the first drive, who was getting most of them targets? Dallas freaking Goedert. And you know who ended up having a great game? Dallas freaking Goedert. And sure enough, those shot plays came in with A.J. Brown. And sure enough, the running game was still effective. And sure enough, we were able to keep the ball rolling. It was so well that we made sure that the Rams barely got on the field in the second half. That's how good of an offense that we played. A lot better than we played all season long. Okay. If you want to nitpick, yes, Devontae Smith, there was a moment where Devontae Smith was visibly frustrated because he wasn't getting the ball a whole lot. But again, this is what comes with the territory. Everybody is going to get 100 yards, 5-plus catches in one game. It's just not enough time to do that. Unless you want to include overtime.
Okay? Right.
So somebody's going to be left out. It just can't be the same person being left out week in and week out. And that was the problem with Goddard. So now you get Goddard back into play. Now it's starting to look like the Eagles from last year. Okay, we got the short plays here. We got the medium routes here. We got A.J. over the top. We got Devontae towards the sideline. If you want to have, I mean, we got Quez Watkins back this past weekend. You have him in the slot. Okay, cool. Granted, the reason why I'm talking so heavy about the offense is because the Debbie Downer about this game is not exactly the entire defense, right? Just the secondary. My Lord, if I see Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua catch another football in the middle, it's going to be a problem.
I was going to harp on your defense. Because,
corners are not, they are not playing well at all. And that is the only concern that I have right now. The only concern. Safeties are playing fine. That front seven is getting after you. Oh my goodness, Hassan Reddick! There was a Hassan Reddick signing. Could you believe it? Hassan Reddick, the guy that we paid all that money for this past offseason. We finally got a couple sacks from him. Great front seven. Okay, that is the closest thing that you're going to see from Philly from last year. That's what made it so encouraging. Now that secondary is the number one concern because we can't think that that's going to keep getting away.
No, it's not. Four games on your schedule. Four that you're going to have problems with. Buffalo. Yep. The Chiefs.
Yep.
Miami. And the 49ers. Those are four games that's going to give y'all some problems. Now, listen, I understand Buffalo may have lost, but remember, Jaguars was over there for 10 days, right? Buffalo had just got there 55 hours before the game started. So you traveling all the way overseas, play a game, you ain't got no time to acclimate to the time. So I get it. I get it. But those four games, and I looked on the schedule, I said, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. Ooh. And you know Kelsey going to have something to say because you're playing the Chiefs. So
yeah.
But wait, that depends if Taylor Swift at the game also. All right. My bad. Oh, my bad.
Oh, my word. Miami, yes, because you think that you're going to get away with the secondary play that you're playing right now against Tyreek Hill. Yeah, you're sadly mistaken.
As fast as those receivers are, they said, I think Tyreek Hill, at last when he played, they got him at 22 miles per hour.
Yep. Fast
That's
in the league.
That's scary fast. Scary fast.
So Tyreek Hill, yes. So Miami, yes, I agree. I don't feel the same way about Buffalo's receivers outside of Stephon Diggs as much as everybody else does. I just really don't. I feel like they're very Stephon Diggs dependent. But that doesn't mean that Stephon Diggs can't beat them by himself, because he definitely can. Kansas City, just going back to the whole Dallas thing, dog. Outside of Kelsey, who are you afraid of? Seriously. Like, that's the conversation that everybody needs to have. Outside of Kelsey, who are you ultimately afraid of at a wide receiver position?
I get it. But you see, the way Andy Reid designs those plays, anybody can go at any time, crossing, whatever. Mahomes just making plays. They just got to catch the ball, unlike us, you know, not catching the ball. But, you know, they have to catch the ball.
We're going to get to that.
We definitely going to get to that. We're going to get to that next.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is this. Again, he designs those plays, and you just don't know which one is going to catch the ball. So, they're very creative in switching things up. So Kelsey is their main go-to. Absolutely he is. He's their main go-to. But they just design their scheme so much, you just never know who's going to get the ball. So you really just got to watch their style of play.
That's fair, and I'm not taking that away from them. Actually, I'm glad you did that. We got to give Kansas City their props on national television, y'all. We got to give them their props. They ain't slick. I'm glad you did that. I saw what you did.
Absolutely.
Nice job.
Because you know what we talked about. They don't get the press, right?
Yes. You catching on. I like that. Yes. Put the press on them. But, okay, like, seriously, even with Andy Andy Reid dialing up the plays. Who's the last time outside of Kelsey that a wide receiver had 100 yards?
That's a good question. That's a great question. Other than when Tyreek Hill was there? Other than when Tyreek Hill was there? But the way they designed the plays so much, who really needs 100? Because they're still marching down the field.
Well, they're marching down the field right now because of Pacheco. Boy, oh boy. That brother right there can run the football. There is not a single play that he gets the rock and he goes down off of one touch. You have to actually bring this brother down, which is crazy to say because Isaiah Pacheco is 5'9", 160 pounds, kind of like me, just a little bit taller, soaking wet. And you can't bring this guy down off of one guy? Insane. That right there is something that will be problematic.
Oh yeah, because simple fact, what was it? The whole team was tackling and he was still up. The whole team.
They just won't bring him down. I don't know what it was. Yeah. I mean that I think Pacheco and Kelsey, I think those two alone is gonna be that's gonna be a tall order. We'll have to see how that goes. Now, San Francisco, though, that will be an issue. Here's why. I have to worry about my linebackers actually covering, because you actually have to cover George Kittle. You can't slouch off and get on him and then branch out. You can't touch him and then try to rush Brock Purdy. You can't do that. You have to actually guard George Kittle, okay? Then you got Debo on one side, who literally is one crossing route away from turning a 10-yard gain into a 40-yard gain because of his yards under the catch, okay? And then you have Ayuk, who, by the way, is a very underrated route runner, who literally, if he gets a step ahead of you, it's a touchdown, okay? So that, out of all those four teams you mentioned, my biggest concern. My biggest concern is San Francisco.
Oh, absolutely. That's everybody's biggest concern right now. Even us on Christmas. If we don't drop a whole bunch of passes. Yeah, I'm going to give us the business, okay? I'm going to give us the business because that was horrible. Horrible.
Yes.
Like I said, six. Just drop. Everybody just drop a ball. Oh, you drop a ball. You drop a ball. You drop a ball. Everybody just dropping balls. Because that game should have been a blowout.
Let's get into that one.
Come on.
Please.
Let's get into it. Listen, Ravens had all the momentum. They had the right plays. They had the right schemes. Mm-hmm. They just didn't have the receivers to catch the ball, including Andrews.
steps
on the defender, and you drop the ball. You just let the ball go through your hands. In the end zone. Drop the ball. Ball in your hands. You can't blame that on Lamar. You can't blame it on Lamar. It was the receiver. All of them. And then Bateman, you're going to slam your head down on the concrete. I mean, slam your helmet down on the sideline. Dude, you missed the ball. You missed the pass. Herb, Durrell, welcome. Robert, welcome. I saw y'all come in. Again, you blew this. We blew that game. No ifs, no ands, no buts. We blew that game for all the drop passes in that game. We blew it. And again, I give Pittsburgh props. They fought to the end. But I'm going to say this about their offense because it's non-existent. Because their offense didn't beat us.
Thank you. Oh, my offense didn't beat us.
The offense didn't beat us. We beat us. Oh my God. The offense didn't beat us. We beat us. God. And I said, and since Daryl is in here, you know, I said, post, you know, I told him, I said, we may have lost, but we didn't get a beaten hand to us like y'all did. We, you know, we had this debate. Loss is a loss. Yeah, you may be right, but we didn't take an ass whipping like that. But again, my thing of it is that we beat ourselves. And we're not going to win any more games if everybody's dropping the ball like that. The plays and designs were perfect. The receivers wasn't catching the ball. I take my lickings, okay? I talk my trash. I take my lickings. I take all my lickings. And like I said, all the Steelers fans that I usually talk to were hitting me. Oh, we won. That's it. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations. I said, I'm not a spoiled sport. I said, regardless, I still have to be here on Tuesdays. I don't hide from anybody. Everyone knows where to find me. Everybody knows all my social media outlets. I ain't hard to find. I don't hide from anybody. Did we lose? Yeah, we did. Absolutely, we did. Tree, welcome, my co-host and my Dallas advocate. That's my best friend. Yep. And Butterfingers, absolutely. That's what we were. Butterfingers. I don't know. They need some super glue. Remember how the girl super glued her hair and stuff like that? That's what they needed on their gloves to catch these balls. Okay. I was just totally, totally disgusted in that game. And if I was Lamar, the way he was frustrated, threw his helmet down, I would have been frustrated too. Because again, I'm putting this thing on you and you can't catch the ball. I'm not even gonna get on Zay because simple fact that he slipped. He was slipping up there. So you really can't blame him. Like that one pass, he slipped and fell down. The ball just went over. Can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
Bateman? Come on now. And then Bateman wouldn't even talk to the press. Deactivated his social media account. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm like, come on, dude. This on you, too. This is a collective fault. Because Lamar was giving y'all that ball. But yet, when you talk to all these sport analysts, everybody's trying to blame Lamar. What are you blaming him for? You can't blame him for that.
Yeah,
Lamar can't throw the ball and catch it. He threw it to the people, and they were open. Open.
Wide open.
Open. Giving you presents. You get a present. You get a present. That game should have been up by 2 touchdowns. 2.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's offense could not move that ball because the defense was on them. And then that last play for Pickens, why wouldn't you not leave somebody back there? I was just like, are you serious? This is what we doing? This is what we doing?
Hey,
I mean, you got Humphreys just coming back from injury. Get that guy some help.
Right. So for all you Lamar haters, there's really no other way to put it. Lamar haters, right? Go back and watch that game, okay? And all those passes that apparently some of y'all are saying that he could have thrown better. Look back on how that play is designed, okay? There was a few plays to where Lamar drops back to pass. If you look on both sides of the screen, there is a coverage that he immediately spots that's covering Bateman on the right side. There is Zay Flowers is going through the middle. You have Beckham opposite side that is doing an out route. You have the underneath route with the running back. Okay. There was, if any other quarterback had threw this ball, it's a pick. Say this again. Anybody else had threw this football, it's a pick. Some, it would be a pick six, Mac Jones. Anyways.
Hey, we're going to get to them.
Right. Okay. He throws this ball in no better placement than this. No better placement. Right in the numbers, in stride. At what point do we give accountability to the receivers for either A, running the routes that they're supposed to, or B, catching the football, C, making the extra effort after they get the football? When are we going to start doing that? Because I noticed that is something that we just refuse to do. We talk about everything else. I have talked about for the last couple weeks about how much I enjoy watching the offense, but it's just too Lamar dependent. But even still, it's still a question mark about your receiving core. That is an issue. Now, granted, I got to admit, as an Eagles fan, I can't say I'm totally surprised because there is a player on that receiving core that used to play for us that has Alligator hands. That's the nickname that we gave him. Gave him alligator hands. Because why? He couldn't catch the football. In case y'all are wondering who I am talking about, I'm talking about Nelson freaking Aguilar. Okay? That guy is still there. In case y'all missed it. Okay? So, again, it's not like Lamar is not hitting these throws. It's not like he's inaccurate with the football whatsoever. A lot of them throws that they dropped was right on target. On target.
You
know what? If we're going to sit up here and act like the Joey Porter interception was not pass interference late, fine. Although, I don't know how you don't think that's pass interference. I don't know how. He practically pushed him out of bounds. But hey, neither here nor there. By the way, the receivers on Sunday looked like the moment was too big for them. It felt like it was their first time.
Which surprised me.
Yeah.
You know we're going to Pittsburgh. We circle that on our calendar that we're going to Pittsburgh. That is a game that's always circled when you go to Pittsburgh. When you go to Pittsburgh, the offense let the defense down. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. The offense let the defense down because the defense did their damn job. The defense did their job. They did their job.
Did they?
The offense let the defense down. And they let them down. And what probably would have saved us is when that fumble happened on that kickoff, he'd have ran that in for a touchdown. That probably might would have saved them. Might have. Mm-hmm. But then we can go back to just before halftime where you want to hike the ball on 4th-and-2 instead of taking the point.
Right.
That might have saved us. But again, that's here or there. The Steelers won the game. Plain and simple. No ifs, no excuses. They won the game. But again, I talk about decision making. You got a chance to take points, take the points. Take the points. I've always said take the points. Take the points.
Especially when, if I'm not mistaken, I think Baltimore was getting the ball to start the second half.
No, Steelers did. Steelers did.
Okay. Well, either way, you get points before halftime just to shrink the lead a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it would have been a lot worse if the Ravens got the ball to start the second half, because if that was the case and they still came away with no points, that is a problem. That is a coaching issue.
Yep.
That is a coaching issue.
And we've all been saying, I think Harbaugh's era need to be over. We all been saying that.
I can't go that far, man.
Ain't that Harbaugh being Harbaugh? Absolutely.
I can't go that far.
I can. Because, again, who's listening to these play calls? Who's listening to these play calls in a headset? Harbaugh. Yes. Harbaugh is listening to these calls. Like, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's take the points. You have the last say in decision. You have the last say in decision. It's like, I hear these calls in this headset. I need to know. Mm-hmm. Let's take these points. Let's go into the half. We got to lead. Our defense is doing the thing. Let's not put more pressure on our defense. Take what we can get. Let's do the second half, and let's come out, and let's run this game. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. Remember, he heard these calls. He's the last one that has the last say. He has the last say.
Yeah, situationally, that was an issue on Sunday.
Yeah, but like I said, we beat ourselves.
Yeah, I was about to say, all you Steelers fans, let me tell you something. Because I've had some, I surprisingly had Steelers fans hit me up since Sunday. Why? I don't know, because I'm not even in the same conference as y'all. But y'all just felt the need to talk to me. That's cool. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't slick. The Pittsburgh Steelers are not slick. Let me tell you something. I keep thinking y'all can get away with this. This whole we can get 300 yards offense all game, play dead until the fourth quarter. Honestly, like honestly, be for real, Steelers fans. Just telling me that y'all want to trade Najee Harris without saying that y'all want to trade Najee Harris at this point, because y'all don't want to use him. He barely gets nowhere. One of the best players on your team. You don't want to get him a rock. Okay. Well, what about George Pickens? He only had 6 receptions, y'all. Usually, if you're the number one receiver on a team, you get a lot more targets than that.
wait, I got a comment for you. Dante's in here. He said,
Come on, man. I'm really, I don't know what it is, Pittsburgh. I thought that as fans, y'all would know better than this. I really do. But this offense is so anemic. It is honestly sickening. The idea that we're going to sit here and ignore that Matt Canada needs to be fired, like, I mean, unceremoniously. I don't care how the result is. Let me put it to y'all this way. If the Steelers don't have a single win this season, Matt Canada will be gone by week 4. But because they are winning these games, these close games, and because all the offense needs to do is show up for 1 or 2 or 3 drives in the fourth quarter, he still has a job. Let's not even talk about the fact that Pickett is just, like, completely inaccurate with the football. Like, are we just going to ignore that, too?
Wait, I've said this. Trubisky or Pickett is not the answer. Neither one of them are the answer. They need a whole rehaul. And even Dante even said this when he came on here, is that offensive coordinator needs to go. Plain and simple. Offensive coordinator needs to go. It's just they have to put things back together. It's just like what we felt about Greg Roman. Needed to go. But yeah, Harbaugh should have left with him. We're all frustrated. Again, Harbaugh being Harbaugh, just like Herb said. And he's just being Harbaugh. But again, That game was just so disappointing because the simple fact that the game should have been a blowout. No ifs, no ands, no buts. And Pittsburgh's defense cannot keep that up all season because they're going to be wore out. Them boys going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. He said, we all know it's OC. Our defense kept us in the game. Dravis dropped the balls. We capitalized. And I've never shied away from that. I said the same thing. We dropped all those balls, and they won the game. Plain and simple. The game should have been a blowout. But, hey, it is what it is. But, again, like I said earlier, I can respect the win that way because we fought all the way to close. The end. Right?
Yeah.
We fought. Mm-hmm. But that 49ers and Cowboys game? Oh, no. Heck no. But you want to jump on New England?
Oh my God! I'll give you the
floor for New England.
Oh my word, please. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. In case you missed it because it wasn't in your regional gamecast on Sunday afternoon, we saw a reckoning in New England by the way of the New Orleans Saints. Jesus bloody Christ! Do we need to get rid of everything that's in New England right now? I'm talking about Bill needs to leave. They need to figure out what to do with Mac Jones. Oh, my word. I have nothing to say, okay? No, so let's break this game down. First of all, anytime a team outscored 72-3 within the last 2 weeks, if that's not a sign that things need to change, I don't know what is. That's number one.
Change. A change? What? What? Did I hit the C word? Change? Change.
Change. Okay. Right?
Change. Okay.
Okay. That's number one. Number two is I lost 34-0 in New Orleans. Now, let me preface my comments by saying that the New Orleans defense is very underrated. I get it. But they made The New England Patriots made the Saints defense look like
they were superstars.
Oh my word. I haven't heard the name Tyrann Mathieu in 2 years. But it seems like whenever the Saints go against New England in New England, I hear his name all the time. Pick six waiting to happen. It's happened twice now. Okay? And here's the thing. There's actually been people that are going to sit there and try to say, well, we don't have the pieces around Mac Jones to do anything. I'm like, okay, but here's the thing, y'all. So what? It's week five. I don't know any roster that doesn't have any players on the injury report. Give me one team, please. I'll wait. Sorry, everybody's nicked up at this point. No excuse. And my thing is, again, you hired Bill O'Brien as your offensive coordinator to resurrect Mac Jones. That was his whole goal. That was the whole purpose of him leaving Alabama, because y'all thought he was going to be the savior of the masses and he was going to bring life back to Mac Jones in that offense. Well, lo and behold, he hasn't. Lo and behold, running game that everybody was talking so heavy about early on in the year, for whatever reason, with Ezekiel Elliott and Ramondre Stevenson, does not exist at all.
Which, none.
By the way, is causing for Mac Jones to throw these pick sixes. Now, granted, some of those pick sixes are very horrendous. So much so that he's already thrown 4 pick sixes in 3 seasons, whereas Tom Brady has thrown 4 pick sixes his entire tenure as a starting quarterback for the Patriots. At this stage in the season, you know who is and you know who isn't. The problem with New England is you need to figure out how you handle Mac Jones. You already know Bill's the problem. Bill's got to go.
Yep, got to go.
He's got to go. Then it's, okay, what do we do with Mac Jones? Because Mac Jones ain't helping himself either. I know everybody wants to create excuses for this man. He is not helping his case whatsoever. Some of them reads, there are, like, some of them interceptions, right? There is an underneath guy right in front of him. Right in front of him! See it. I can see it. You can see it. Stevie Wonder can see it.
Ray Charles even saw it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Underneath. Right in front of his face. There is no, half the time, the lineman actually does a solid job in protecting him to where he could see these reads. And he doesn't see it. And instead, he holds the ball too long, so it ends up in the sack. Or B, he doesn't even think about it. So by the time it gets out of his hands, it's already a pick. It's going the other way. Mac Jones is not the answer either. So my thing is that if you are New England, what do you do? Because everybody's saying, oh, okay, you need to start tanking for Caleb. Well, here's the thing. The problem is when you're New England and you have a chance to win games with the roster that you have left, you're not in a sweepstakes for Caleb Williams. Get in the top 10 to get one of a Drake May or a Michael Penix or a Bo Nix or something like that in the top 10. Sure, we can have that conversation, but you better make sure you get in that top 10.
Can I tell you right now? Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's gonna be some teams that make sure that they get in that top 10 for those quarterbacks. Okay. So it's really, really bad New England right now. There's no fixing it. I'm sorry. Their offense is anemic. Their defense is completely banged up. Matt Judon's out for the year. Their rookie corner, Gonzalez, is out for the year. They have nothing right now. And
yeah, I think his 10-year might be over. I think his 10 years over.
Go back to what I had said earlier. Who on New England scares you? I'll wait. No one.
crowd, anybody out there that want to answer this? Because I don't have one. Anyone?
So if you are New England, you are really in a very peculiar situation, because it's not like you are a Panthers or a Denver or a Chicago. We got a top five pick. We just need to lose a lot more and we'll be fine.
No, right.
That's not it. You have to hope and pray that you get in the top 10. Because if you don't, you thought this season was a loss? Oh, this ain't for the off season. It's gonna get even worse. Because ain't nobody coming to no New England. I don't care how much money you pay them. They ain't coming to New England. Not in that cold. Not with that offense. Team. No, you're not.
Okay, so well, Dante said it best in his comment right here. He said it best. New England is now old England. That's the best comment. Yep. They're old England.
You're not going to attract any free agents to come down there, okay? You're not going to if the draft, because they already are not good at drafting. They got away with their corner for this year, but he got hurt. They're not good at drafting because Bill is head of personnel, which I think is completely ridiculous. So I would hope that them getting rid of Bill Belichick would solve that problem. But in case it doesn't, y'all drafting ain't too great either, because y'all always want to overthink the room. So put those two together, what y'all have going on the field for this year, man, please. Oh, my God. Just write every season a loss.
I get it.
Right at all.
You know, the only thing to say is New England, better luck next season. Because I don't think they're going to be winning much more games. Better luck next season, New England.
Hey,
New England fan in here? Any New England fan in here? Any? I mean, I saw a couple out there wearing some jerseys and I was talking to them. Oh, man, we just had a bad game. No, y'all had more than a bad game. That was just shellacking.
Hey, let me say this to all Patriots fans. Ready for this? You're gonna like this one. You ready for this? Welcome to the rest of us. This is what we had to deal with year in and year out if our team wasn't playing well. Welcome to the rest of us. Y'all were truly blessed, okay? For 20 years. Welcome to the rest of us. Where it actually matters to have a good team, a functional good team, to be effective in the NFL. It actually matters. It actually matters. Welcome to the rest of us. It's about time.
Hey, New England, guess you can't steal those plays, huh? No New England fans in there. On YouTube.
Can't do that no more.
I'm in the YouTube universe. I'm in the YouTube and Twitter universe. Anyone listening, hey, put a drop in the comments. I see it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, they can't steal no more plays.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait a minute. And it's allegedly. It's alleged that their locker rooms are bugged up there. Allegedly, I'm just saying. Allegedly.
Wait a second. Mom, I hope that this doesn't end up happening. I promise you. Find out to any degree. Brady's on that coaching staff next season or the season after, I am going to lose my mind.
I don't know. Seriously. It may be Coach Prime. You never know.
He said he won't leave, man, but I don't know. I don't know, dog. I think
they give him the right money, he coming. Yep. They give him the right bag, he coming. So, yep. And then he going to bring his sons with him. Watch. He'll put him in the NFL. Get him over there. Watch. Mm-hmm. Watch what I tell you. But New England, knowing New England fans, that the shellacking they took, they don't need to be discussed anymore. But I'll tell you another game that I watch. And it's in our division. The Bengals.
Woo boy.
The Bengals. And baby. When I tell you, it didn't look like that angle was hurting Joe Burrow home alone too much now, because he threw a bomb to, I think, Chase. It was that or Higgins, one of the two. He threw a bomb, and he was open. I was like, that ankle don't look like it's hurting him. Mm-hmm. So the Bengals were fighting. They were fighting, but they was like, let's just take control of it. So Arizona, where my Arizona fans at? Any Arizona fan? Hey, listen, I come in here and give you your props. But on this one, I'm not giving you props whatsoever because they let the Bengals come in there and just tap dance on them. And Bengals was tap dancing on them. No matter what play they did, the Bengals were tap dancing on the Cards. I was like, ooh, that looks ugly. But he was home alone, was throwing some darts. So I guess that angle's getting better. Our division's wide open right now. Because now the Bengals are starting to march back. But hey, listen, they still got a rough schedule too. Because guess who still got to come see him? The 49ers.
Yeah, I know.
49ers come to see a lot of people, okay?
Hey, but man, let me tell you something. That performance from them this past Sunday was very encouraging. Like, they actually played.
Gina ain't came in here yet.
They played like the Cincinnati Bengals we all know and love.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They sure did.
And let me tell you something right now. Because this was the only thing that I was thinking about when it came to Cincinnati. Man, if Burrow gets hot at any point in this season,
it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Look out. Because if he does, that offense starts churning up 30 burgers and 40 burgers and doing what they want, which they are capable of doing, by the way. Need to watch out. Because the thing about Burrow that I don't think he gets a lot of credit for is this man is hot. He don't go cold. He either start cold and he stay cold or he get hot. He only gets hot.
And he doesn't cool off. He doesn't cool off.
I swear. Goes on for the next 3 weeks. I'm telling you, Mr. Davis, me and myself, the Bengals are coming. I'm gonna say it again. If they play like this for the next 3 weeks,
the
Bengals are
coming. Well, like I said, when they play the 49ers, let's see what they do. That's the strongest team they got on their schedule.
They're gonna lose. This goes back to the Dallas thing, okay? We know what their result's going to be. I just need to see how hard it's going to be for it to be that result. Because here's another thing about San Fran and the Bengals for the past 2 years. They've had very close games between the two of them.
Yes, they have.
Every game has been very, very close.
And let me put this one out here, too. The Bengals has had the Kansas City Chiefs number.
So I'm trying to tell you, if they find themselves getting hot all over again, I might as well just.
So Bengals fans, I'm giving you your props. Neither Gino or Crystal in here for that one. Neither one of them in here for that.
They're coming, listen, man.
Do I even have to talk about Detroit? Do I have to keep saying I told y'all so? I told y'all so. Wait a minute. I'm about to put a comment on the screen. You're going to love this one.
How about them Cowboys?
Now, this right here is my co-host. This is my co-host.
Oh, man.
Every day. She's going to be joining us in December or January. But she will be in here. That is your Cowboys advocate.
Oh, see, man.
She even had to laugh on it. She even had to laugh on that one.
Let's talk about Detroit, man. Watch out, y'all. They're coming.
Detroit is coming.
These big plays that they're doing on offense, it is not.
Right hey, now? She said not too much on her board, but the comments are coming, boy. Wait a minute. Dante said play like a cowgirl. Boy, the comments are coming.
Oh boy. They're playing some explosive football right now, man. And I get it. I meant to say this about Cincinnati earlier also. I get it. It's the Cardinals for Detroit. I get it. It was the Panthers. But, man, Aiden Hutchinson looks like a game wrecker. You're going to have to block that man with two people.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You're going to have to.
And that defense, nobody gives enough credit. Boy, do they get some stops. And boy, oh boy, do they stop your offense from moving down the field effectively. They get the job done on defense. And like I said about the offense, it's one of the explosive shows in football right now. Jared Goff and that offense. By the way, they played that game this Sunday without Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs. So just imagine pieces look like when they go into the fold. Watch out. Oh my word. Detroit is coming. I think they may mess around and get the number three seed.
They just may. But I tell you just like this. I tell you this like, wait a minute, here you go. Hey, listen. I had to fight my horse. Listen.
I bet you did.
I tell you, Detroit hitting on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. And we still got them on our schedule. And they're coming to Baltimore. Ooh. Don't think I ain't nervous about that game either. Okay?
Ooh, boy.
They are playing on all cylinders. So I said, listen, we always circle the games that we want. But Detroit is just on another level right now. Mm-hmm. It's a peaceful week when we win.
I guess. I mean,
but Detroit, like I said, they're playing on a totally different level. They got a system up there that's working. This is going to be a great winning season for them. I probably see them losing maybe three or four games. They're going to make the playoffs.
Oh,
and that's every home game of Detroit is sold out. Every home game is sold out.
They're winning the division. I can tell you right now, they're winning the division.
And who I got to see who they playing on Thanksgiving, because they're probably going to win that game.
I believe it's
Auntie. Welcome, I see you coming, man.
Do they play Green Bay again?
I'm not sure who they play, but the way Green Bay played last night, they ain't looking good. Because if you really want to look at this game from Monday Night Football, if you really want to look for that game, Green Bay should have won that game. The way Vegas played that game was horrible. Jimmy G looked, he was trash last night. Trash. They got lucky.
I agree.
They got lucky.
Here's the
no matter
thing.
How you look, it's a win. Yeah, I respect that. We rest and we get the Rams after our bye. Y'all better be ready for that one.
Oh yeah, because the Rams are they ain't no slouch, y'all.
Yeah, it depends on what Matthew Stafford shows up. He's another one just like Dak. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. It depends on what Matthew Stafford shows up. That's what it depends on. If the Matthew Stafford shows up that won the Super Bowl, okay. If the Matthew Stafford shows up from Detroit, they're going to lose. They're going to lose.
So good. I can't argue that.
I've been saying this forever. That. When they did the switch and Jared Goff went to Detroit, they put a system around Goff to make it work for him. And it has worked. That switch, to me, that was a bad switch. It really was. Because Goff wasn't nothing in L.A., but as soon as he went to Detroit, superstar. Yeah. Let's go back to the first game of the season last year. Who they play? You all. Mm-hmm. Took y'all to the limit.
Yep.
Took y'all to the limit. Took y'all to the limit. So the thing of it is that their system, whatever their program is, it's working. And that's the sleeper team in the NFC. What I always been saying, that's the sleeper team. It's the Detroit Lions. And like you said, even though it was the Panthers, fine. You can say what you want, but them guys are still professional athletes. Guys are still professional athletes. And they went up there and shellacked them. 42-24, they beat the brakes off of them.
Man. And boy, oh boy, get Bryce help. Get Bryce Young some get him a life vest. Get him a floaty. Get him the armor of God. Because Lord, oh my goodness, this man. It seems like every time he touches the football, somebody's whacking him upside the head with a sack. Like, I don't know what it is. Every single sack that Bryce Young gets, it just looks brutal. Looks like they're trying to hurt this man, and I feel so bad being little baby Breeze. That's what everybody was saying when he got out of college. He was baby Breeze. Boy, oh boy, everybody, please protect Bryce Young. Boy, oh boy, his season may be over before he even got started.
I tell you, who else season might be over? Daniel Ooh. Jones.
Oh, you mean PJ, the $40 million guy?
You still in here, PJ?
$40 million guy?
He can't do it by himself. He can't do it by himself. He can't do it by himself. He cannot do it by himself. I'm just saying the level of hits, and remember I was talking about Jalen getting hit unnecessarily? He's getting hit unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. He about to be like Fitzmagic. Get a 100. What did he get paid? 100 what? 100 what? 60, 70?
Uncle Jones?
Yeah. What did he get paid?
160. He's $40 million quarterback.
That's about to be a workers' comp claim. That's what that's about to be.
Let me tell you something. This is what I'm talking about, and this is what the rest of America pretty much was thinking. They just, majority of them just probably didn't want to say it. This was really the conversation this past offseason. Daniel Jones or Saquon? Jones or Saquon? Jones? Saquon? That was an actual conversation. I get it. Saquon's injury history is what it is. I get it. $40 million for Daniel Jones? Really? Really? And just for Saquon to get, what was it, $12 million for a one-year deal with stupid incentives that you know he wasn't going to reach? Come on, man. Really? Daniel Jones?
No. No. I totally disagree with it. Totally disagree. But you see, he was walked off the field. Walked off the field. He might not make it a whole season. He might not make it a whole season. I'm just saying, Giants, just wait the next season. How about that? Giants, just wait the next season. Just wait the next season. So, but I got to get to your boys. I got to get to your boys. And who we don't give a lot of press to. And you know who that is? The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I got to get to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know Kelsey been in here waiting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Wait a minute, but Taylor Swift wasn't at the game, so so we were good.
Right. We were good.
Yeah. Yeah, we were good. But like we were saying earlier, other than Kelsey, who else is really on there? But again, the way they scheme everything, even though they even lost, what? They won. They beat the Vikes by 7, right? But again, they scheme everything up. They don't know who the ball is going to. And the guys, hey, at least they catch the ball. That's right. I'm throwing shade. They catch the ball. They actually catch the ball. So,
hey,
you know,
hey, it wasn't always like that.
We didn't. Their receivers caught the ball. Ours didn't catch nothing.
Hey, in case you've been living under a rock, by the way, it wasn't always like that, y'all. In case you missed it, watch week one all over again. You'll see the difference.
Who can really? And you brought up this point. Yeah. Oh, everybody, all these other teams get the press. Yep. And Kansas City just itching along, and nothing's happening. And itching along, and then next thing you know, oh, we're in the AFC Championship game. Like, well, how did the Chiefs do that?
This is what you they do.
You this said is it what best. They, do. They just creep up, keep creeping up, and then next thing you know, they're in the AFC Championship game.
Yes. Every time. Look, it's happened the last 3 years, y'all. Every time, this is what they do. The first 5 weeks of the year, we're like, oh, this Chiefs offense looks off. They looking a little rusty. Oh, what's going on? What's happening? Is Mahomes having a slump? And then they go on a winning streak. They don't stop until after Thanksgiving, when they finally feel like losing. Then that loss happens. Next thing you know, I'm going to talk about Kansas City. In Arrowhead, baby. This is every single year, and they're not slick. I usually like to act like the whole script thing was a joke. I get it. But this right here has been happening for the last 5 years now. Five. Ain't nothing changed. I feel like they do it on purpose. Hang in there with Minnesota. Oh, we're gonna lose to Detroit week one. We're gonna give them a little scare. We're just gonna go on a 6-game win streak.
And then next thing you know, yeah, we win.
Yeah. We're just the number one seed in the AFC. I don't know. I don't know how, but you know, number one in the AFC. Dog, come on.
And you see my auntie, my cousin, blocking for Mahomes up there from the Buccaneers. Blocking for Mahomes. So he up in Kansas City. So I have to give it to the Chiefs. I mean, you never can count them out. You can never count them out. All I know is we all putting up a fight this year. Sure, welcome. We all putting up a fight. We are all putting up a fight this year. All putting up a fight.
I did this. I brought it to your earlobes and I brought it to your attention, Mr. Davis, sir, because I think the whole AFC, the whole entire AFC needs to understand what is going on here. And I feel like all they need is all the press in the world. Look, even Travis said it himself when we were talking about the whole Taylor Swift situation. Oh, I feel like the NFL is overdoing it. Oh, I feel like they're doing too much with Taylor Swift and Kelce and the Chiefs, and I think they're overdoing it. No, they're doing it just right. They know what they're doing. They ain't slick. They know y'all. This is what we do.
Oh. Oh my God! They do it better than anyone else.
It don't matter who it is. It could be Mahomes, Kelce, Pacheco. It could be Mahomes, Kelce, and Tony. It could be Mahomes, Kelce, and more. It could be Mahomes, Pacheco, and more. It's literally a plug and play, and it. Even the NFL to get away with this. Everybody else needs something.
Hey, Auntie, you're going to have a problem with Taylor Swift. Yeah, I don't think you can get to Kelce like that. You're going to have a problem with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, be careful now. Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
The Swifties are coming.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that to the forefront because I want there to be parity in the entire AFC. The entire AFC. Kansas City can't get it all the time, but this is what they do. They don't get the press. They don't get the love. When we talk about Baltimore. We give the New York Jets the time of day. We talk about the Jaguars and Pittsburgh and we talk about everybody else. And here goes Kansas City, which, oh, by the way, is 4-1, in case anybody forgot. One of the top records in all of AFC right now. No one's saying a word. The only thing that we're saying about Kansas City is Taylor Swift. She not playing for him. She's not playing for them.
His sales done went up 500 million%.
Yeah, that's the only thing we're talking about.
His now all the sales. Taylor Swift fans are Kelce fans.
Come on, man. Y'all not slick at all, man.
Oh, but my goodness.
In terms of the Minnesota game, in all seriousness, though, I think it just goes to show you just the main different ways that they win. Like, it doesn't matter if the receivers are dominating. It doesn't matter if Pacheco's running the football. It doesn't matter if the defense is just tearing it up. It just doesn't matter. It's literally pick your poison with them. And, like, they just do it better than anybody else. And they just had the personnel to do it. And, by the way, I think they played that game without their linebacker, Nick Bolton, which is one of the best young linebackers in this league. So,
yep.
For them to play like that, granted, like you said, they won by 7. I think the score really doesn't really tell the full story. Kansas City.
I'm sorry. I had to laugh at this comment. I'm sorry. I had to laugh at that comment, okay?
Hey, you know what, man?
I had to laugh at that comment. I had to laugh at that one.
That is an all-time great comment so far on this show. That is an all-time great. I'm going to hang that on my wall, like, right now. Oh, my God. Yes, well said.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Oh, and my goodness. I had to laugh. As soon as I saw it, I had to laugh at that.
This is just what Kansas City, this is what they do, man. So,
but you see, but this is the presses Kansas City getting now. Like you said, yeah. They're starting off small. Now they start to get a little bit of press. Now here they go.
Yep. So, and then they got Denver. They got Denver on Thursday, which I think is going to be just
we already know that's not going to be. That's not even going to be a game.
It's going to be unwatchable.
For my Wednesday prediction, I'm already saying Kansas City. Already saying Kansas City is going to win that game.
Yeah, it's going to be a wrap. So, what can you really say, man? Kansas City is...
Kansas City. Let me go and hit the stratosphere fan. Anyone on YouTube that is listening to me, leave something in the comment. So I know you there. I wanna give you props. No matter what team, put your team in the comment because I want to give you props. Whoever's listening to me on YouTube, leave something in the comment because I want to give you props on whoever your team is. No matter if they got beat, no matter if they won, lost, or anything, I want to give you some props. If you listen to me on YouTube, but you see Kelce, KC, Betty, and they said they may surprise y'all. Yeah, absolutely, they may. So my
thing is,
like I said,
they who? They who?
They who? Yep. You see, how about them Cowboys? See. Bestie, that's your nemesis because he Eagles.
You mean the team that's not going to make the playoffs?
Uh-oh. Win a surprise. So, again, like I said, the Chiefs, they just be surprising everybody. He said, uh-oh. Shots fired about to be up here. Oh, she said the Broncos might surprise us. That's not even going to happen. That's not even going to happen.
That's not even going to happen. See, I know what she's doing.
No way, shape, form, or fashion is Denver going to beat the Chiefs.
I know what she's doing. It's very poetic. It's very poetic. For those of you that don't know, this is Sean Payton's team, right? This is Sean's Payton team. The team before that was the Saints. My mom's a Saints fan. Let me just put two and two together. He wants to see somebody fail. Fail big time on primetime television for the whole world watching. It's going to happen.
Okay. I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to say Kansas City's going to put up a 40 burger on them.
Did you see that Sean Payton making it on himself? That's what you want. I knew it. That's what you want. I don't blame you, man. Hey, do we have the conversation about Sean Payton being gone?
Oh no, not yet. Matter of fact, let's just wait till next week. Let's wait till next week.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think that's the case. I think they get rid of Russ before they do any of that. I'll tell you right now.
Taylor Swift gone, but their win.
Right. Hey, man. Russ is gone.
Russ is done, man. After this season, he should just hang it up.
He should hang it up.
See that Taylor Swift know what's good.
Shout out. New York Jets, Jets. Another win, okay?
Yeah. Any Jets fans in here?
Jets, man.
Any Jets fans in here?
I know y'all going to lose to us. But I got to give props for what y'all did with Denver, because the score does not tell the full story. The Jets dominated that game the best way they knew how. And you know what? The Jets are a prime example of do the best with what you have available to you. Invited! Oh my God! Who's not invited to the cook-off?
Taylor Swift.
Oh my word!
They on Taylor tonight, baby.
They on, for real. No Taylor Swift fans today. All right, cool.
Hey, listen. Hey, fire our quarterback. I've been saying that for years. Dak needs to go.
This is what I'm saying about the Jets, because we talk so much about other teams about how, you know, they don't have the personnel to do what they're doing or to be effective. Here's the thing. With the Jets, they know what they are.
Right.
They have whatever their personnel is, they will use it to the best of their ability. The thing is, they know that Zach Wilson is not a good quarterback, so we're not going to put a lot of pressure on him. So what do? We get the ball to Breece Hall. And Breece Hall is going to mess around and get 176 yards, or however many yards it was on Sunday. We're going to run the football. We got a solid running line. I'm going to throw the ball a whole lot, because it's just Garrett Wilson out there and nobody else. So they are an example of a team. That's why I'm saying I know it can be done, because I just watched the Jets do it on Sunday. They're an example of a team that, hey, look, we don't have X, Y, and Z, but what we do have, we're going to lean into it. We're going to use it, and we're going to make it work. And that's what they did. You have something like that transpiring. That is what makes coaching. That's what makes Salah be on the job right now. Because any other head coach in this situation, you lost your star quarterback for the year.
Yep.
Even though he's trying to rush back, which I think is not a good idea. Anybody in this whole entire world has had an Achilles surgery. They do not come back within 6 months. Stop. Anyways, you lose your starting quarterback. Your backup quarterback ain't too much to fond of. He's continuously supported him. He's leaning into the running game. Breece Hall, finally, there's a Breece Hall sighting. They decided to not give him the snap count anymore. Now he's getting 150 plus yards rushing. The defense is the defense. We already know that they're a top 10 defense, regardless of who's that quarterback. And Saleh is just doing the best with what's being given to him.
Absolutely.
And you have to give props where props is due to that. So when I see stuff like that, I'm like, okay, that's coaching right there.
Mm-hmm.
When I see teams like Denver, that don't know what they're doing, and they have a star quarterback, and they have weapons, and they have a solid offensive line, and they have players on defense. Their defense ain't great, but they have players on defense. I'm wondering, what's the problem? What's the issue?
You're right. But the Jets, you know something? I got the Jets surprising more people than what the Giants will this season. Listen. They have three teams in New York, right? Three. Buffalo is at the top. I already know, right? Then it's the Jets, and then it's the Giants, right? So,
they're just at the bottom. Right.
So, MetLife Stadium only really has one team that's doing something good because they have a game there every week. So, the thing for this is that they only have one team they're really rooting for, and that's the Jets and Buffalo.
Yep.
So,
cornerback sucks. I wouldn't say that they suck, but they do miss Trayvon Diggs. I can tell you that. They miss him badly. It sucks that he's out for the year, man. But their secondary is not the problem. We know that's not the problem. Their defense is actually not the issue.
It's Dak Prescott. You have to command the ship. The defense is doing their job. You have to command the ship. Now, I didn't say they do too much of a job on Sunday Night Football, but yeah, it is what it is. All right, bestie, I'll catch you.
Here's the thing, though. I would say that they did the best they could because they were on the field so much. What have I been saying all year long? If the defense is on the field for too long, they're going to get gassed. They're going to get tired. Yeah.
Tons going to be hanging out your mouth. You're not going to be able to play right.
It didn't shock me that I mean, I wasn't expecting George Kittle to have three touchdowns, but it didn't shock me that they picked him apart by using Kittle that much, because all they did was just wear them down. Because that's all San Francisco does. They don't just beat you; they annihilate you. They want to ruffle some feathers up. They want to have you go little cuckoo for cocoa puffs. You know?
Like, oh yeah, absolutely.
That's what they do.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely.
It don't surprise me. Dak, they need to figure out what's going on with Dak.
Yeah, Dak, what's going on? And on that note, we're going to wind this show down. And as we always get to the lovely Brown Bag Awards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you the first one. And audience, I'm going to give y'all can tell me who y'all brown bags go to also.
Gets any better than this. Your New England Patriots.
Oh, I knew that.
2023 season. Boy, oh boy, do y'all get one hell of a brown bag. I mean, here's the thing. It's one thing to get blown out. It's another thing to get blown out. At home.
Yeah. Okay. At home. Embarrassed.
Did y'all wanna
Yeah, embarrassed.
What y'all want to do? Embarrassed
at home.
What y'all want to do? Oh my God.
Embarrassed.
That's probably the simplest brown bag of the season yet.
The simplest. I got one. You're gonna love this one. I got one. And I'm not going with the obvious. I'm a shy away from the obvious. Okay. Where the Commanders fans at? Where are the Commanders at? Washington football team, whatever you want to call yourself these days. Oh, wow. Having a hog for a mascot. Then I think somebody did something and they had a bird. They was like, what's going on with the bird in the background? But what is going on in here? Okay. Commanders, how you come home on Thursday night football, prime time, because y'all don't get a lot of prime time games at all. A lot of prime time games and get the breaks beat off of you by the Bears. Wait, let me just touch on this. The Bears haven't won a game, I think, in 14 games, and they came and shellacked y'all in your own stadium. In your own stadium. Team ain't won in a long time, and they came and beat y'all. And everybody's saying, oh, it's because Dick Butkus died, and rest in peace, Dick Butkus, great football player for Chicago. Rest in peace to them. But you let them come in there and tear the fur off you in your own stadium. And I got to bear witness to it.
Yeah.
In your own stadium. Now, we talked about Bills Mafia traveling well. Chicago traveled well for that game because they were in there. Yes, they were. Chicago, I give you props. Any Chicago fan that may be listening, I give you props. I give you props for that. Wow. So, yes, Commanders, brown bag for this week. Go ahead. Wow. What's your next one?
I'm shocked. I wasn't prepared for that one. My next one is man, this is a toss-up, man. You know, this one is not nice, but it's a little bit out of the radar. Anthony Richardson gets a brown bag for me. Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out, right? This is your rookie season. You're playing phenomenal. But you can't finish games already. That's a concern. I'm watching Gardner Minshew. If I have to watch another second half with Gardner Minshew at quarterback, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, seriously. Like Richardson had the comp to Josh Allen and Cam Newton. Like, that was kind of, you know, what his comps were when he came out of college. And he's already struggling with injuries. This is not a good look, man. He could play as well as he wants to, but you know what? You know what? It's not entirely on him, but he needs to protect himself a lot better. A lot better. If he wants to be in this league, he needs to stay healthy, man. Now, I get it. It's also twofold because that offensive line only seems to block for Minshew and no one else. I don't know what's up with them and star quarterbacks and having to not protect them in Indianapolis, but they have a history of doing that, a la, I don't know, Andrew Luck. But I'm very concerned already, and I'm not even halfway through the year yet, for Anthony Richardson. He needs to finish these games, man. Find a way, figure out a way to protect yourself, please, because this whole getting hurt in the second quarter, and not finishing these games, that's not a good look, man. Like, if I'm the front office,
it's getting old. It's getting old. It's getting old.
If I'm the front office, I'm just looking at it like, this is what we invested into. I don't know about this. So that I would go Anthony Richardson on that one. Come on, man, finish these games, man.
Okay. I'm going to get the Packers a brown bag. Let me tell you why. Now listen, I on my prediction, yes. Ramsey's, I'll be sitting up here talking about, hey, the Packers probably going to be owning someone. And after the performance the Raiders did last week, I picked the Packers to win. And they made me look bad. Packers, all y'all get brown bags. I don't care which pack, the cheeseheads, the fans, all y'all get brown bags. But I will say this. They did show up in Vegas. Everybody wants to see to go to Vegas to watch the game because they showed out. It was more Packers fans there than was Vegas fans. So y'all did run up, but Packers, y'all get a brown bag from me for this.
I'm actually going to leave him alone in this one, but I'm going to stay in division. Are you ready for this one?
Come on.
Your New York Football Giants. Boy, oh boy, do y'all get yourselves a brown bag. Boy, I'm having fun with the entire division today. This is great. I like it to be as an Eagles fan. I get it. It's Miami. But boy, oh boy, did y'all just have fun just letting people sack Daniel Jones for a living? I mean, my God. Six more sacks. Last Monday night against Seattle, six more sacks. Daniel Jones gets hurt. He only put up 10 points. Fairly competitive. You miss Saquon. You don't have any receivers. Now you come to play. Soccer. Your season's over. Great. So, as much of a brown bag as it was, great win. Great win. We need good football on our TV screens, and I apologize for those who were unfortunately having to watch the slobber knocker for the Dolphins and the Giants because the Giants did not want to show up to Miami, or they probably pulled off of 2016 and went on a yacht. Never know. Brown down, brown bags for your lovely New York Football Giants. Yes.
You know something? I got another one. I'm going to get myself a brown bag. And let me tell you why. Because I came in here and I talked all this stuff, right? I talked all this stuff, and we had the Steelers circuit on the calendar, right?
Yeah.
And I came in here and talked every bit of trash, and my team couldn't go up there and catch a cold. I don't want to pass, right? My team couldn't even hold it together. All right, my team couldn't do anything but sit there and allow the Steelers to beat us, and not only beat us, embarrass me. So thank you, the receiving corps for the Ravens, because y'all getting brown bags. I get a brown bag, but I said I would wear one over my head. I would wear one over my head if we got shellacked. We haven't got shellacked yet. But like I said, I'm going to give myself a brown bag. But hey, we still got one more game, and I'm still gonna talk trash throughout the whole season. And one more, and I'll let you have the last brown bag. One more brown bag that I'm gonna give to. And I love this, and I gave it out last week, and I'm gonna give it out this week. Everybody that's in here this week that didn't come in here last week, you all get brown bags. That's who gets the brown bag. So I'm giving all y'all brown bags. Don't think I was just leaving y'all out. Y'all don't think I was going to leave y'all left out of this. Y'all get brown bags, too. I'm going to give you the last brown bag of the night.
Oh, man. I think we got to have 2-1 on this one. Man, this game was just so bad for them. Mac Jones, you get yourself a brown bag, sir. Not only did you find your way to throw yet another let me find out that that's a tradition that you do in New England. That's very novel of you. Yet another week with a pick six and barely any points on the board. And in the case of this week, no points on the board. So you get a brown bag, sir. And let's see if you even start the rest of this year. I know they're going to try to do what they can and try to put their best foot forward, but maybe Mac Jones is not the best foot forward. Hey! So, brown bag to Mr. Mackie Jones himself. Boy, oh boy, please look before you pass. As we were told to look both ways before we walk across the street, please have your eyes open
Yeah, Mac Jones might need to watch out for that Mack truck that's about to hit him with this one.
Yeah.
I think it's Zappy time. And in that case, we are going to just wind down, chill out. Wow. I appreciate every last one of you that came in here, interacted. Yeah. And I got to give some shout outs because when I see where you download my show from, I definitely got to give you some shout outs. So whoever's in Farmersville, California, thank you for downloading my show. I don't even know where that is. But thank you so much. It was just like the person from United Kingdom to down. Whoever that was, thank you so much. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you giving me the love. Anybody that downloads my show and I see someplace different, I will announce it. So I thank you. I appreciate you all. We will be here next week on Tuesday to talk about all this controversy, all the shellackings, all the trash talking that I be doing, because I'm going to talk trash regardless. I'm going to talk trash, and I'm still going to be here on Tuesdays. Now, the day we get shellacked, I ain't showing up. I'm going to do like y'all do. I ain't even going to show up. I'm going to just let TJ run the show for that. I'm not coming. If we get shellacked, I'm not coming. I'm bailing out that week. I'm going to do like y'all do me every week. I'm going to bail out. But I appreciate each and every last one of you that always comes in. We always interact. We do this every Tuesday. Thank y'all so much. I'm going to say farewell. I would sing to you, but I'll save that for next week because I don't want to get ran out of this room in here trying to sing. See y'all later.